It is a mild and slightly more humid summer day across eastern New York and western New England. In some areas, there have been some showers already, and there are some more showers possible as we go through the next couple of days. The rainfall is needed, a reminder that we are running a rainfall deficit. In fact, much of our area is considered abnormally dry right now, based on the latest drought monitor that was released late last week. A few spots, in fact, now are in a moderate drought. So the rain is needed, but the trade-off, at least with some of the storms that will threaten tomorrow, is the intensity of the weather, and some of those storms may be locally severe with some damaging wind gusts and hail, so that's something that we will have to monitor as we work through, especially tomorrow afternoon and early tomorrow night. Right now, we're starting to see things turn a little bit more humid across the region. Dew point temperatures are creeping up, and for some of us, dew points have moved up into the 60s, meaning that it is starting to feel humid. Dew points are even higher to our west. Some areas of western New York have seen dew point temperatures touch the 70-degree mark this afternoon, and remember that 70-degree dew point is the threshold for oppressive humidity, so we will start to see things turn muggier as we work through the rest of the day into tonight. That means it will be a mild night, with temperatures falling back only into the 60s, and there is the chance for a passing shower or storm in some areas, and a bit of fog will be possible as well. And moving into the day tomorrow, we'll see temperatures climb up into the 80s in many spots, and it will be on the humid side. And with an approaching cold front tomorrow, we will ramp up those chances for showers and thunderstorms as we go through the day. Again, some of these storms tomorrow may be locally severe, so be aware of the weather and changing weather conditions as we go through the day tomorrow. That front will push off to the east on Wednesday, so it will turn less humid, though the upper level disturbance still will linger over our area, and that'll bring us the chance for at least a couple of more showers or thunderstorms as we work through the middle part of the week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, mild, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, humid, high 78 to 84. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a shower or storm, mild, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, humid, high 78 to 84. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a shower or storm, mild, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, humid, high 78 to 84. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a shower or storm, mild, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, humid, high 78 to 84. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly sunny, chance of a shower or storm, less humid, high 76 to 82. And on Thursday, mostly sunny and mild, high 78 to 84. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.